CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news. Brought to you by Roberts Farm Equipment. Cub Cadet lawnmowers are in stock. If you need a tune-up, we service all makes and models. Visit Roberts Farm Equipment today.
This weekend, a local man is calling his shot, playing pool for 30 straight hours to support those afflicted with ALS. Ty Cross will begin his challenge Saturday morning at 10 a.m. at the Roxeter Hall and play until Sunday at 4 p.m. Cross's marathon game, as well as an accompanying silent auction and food stand, will all raise proceeds to fight the disease. Cross says there's several ways to donate.
For donating, there's two different ways. Jesse Nethercott has a website called challengeaccepted.foundation. They can donate and get a tax receipt, and the money that is donated through that website will go for funding to remote ALS clinics in need. And what I'm collecting in cash the whole weekend in Roxeter will go to an ALS patient in the area in need.
Those looking to support Cross are invited to the hall, as there will be live music and karaoke as well. Saugeen Shores has announced that the township is reducing residential building permit fees. Council approved a 10% reduction to the fees. Mayor Luke Charbonneau says council wanted to help out, even in what might seem like a small way towards more housing.
It isn't going to be a huge number on any housing start, but we hope that any change we can make to make it more affordable, to encourage people to take out building permits and build affordable forms of housing in our community, we hope that that will lead to more people doing that.
While most of the recommendations from the report will begin being applied in 2025, council felt strongly that the immediate reduction of building permit fees would benefit the community. Bruce County has announced there will be some upcoming lane closures on a local bridge. In a release on the county website, Bruce County states that bridge rehabilitation repairs will begin this spring and summer at Swiger Bridge on Bruce Road 10 north of Chesley. Drivers can anticipate lane closures on the bridge with traffic control measures in place starting May 6th into July. Signage will be in place during these lane closures, and users are asked to be patient and drive safely as the contractor works to complete crucial repairs to the bridge. Ontario midwives can now prescribe more drugs and administer routine vaccinations, which the provincial government says will reduce the need for additional medical appointments for patients. Health Minister Sylvia Jones announced the expanded scope for midwives, saying it will connect more people to convenient care and reduce the need for referrals to other professionals. Midwives can now administer routine vaccinations, including flu shots, COVID-19 vaccines, and the Tdap shot, which protects against tetanus, diphtheria, and whooping cough, and has been recommended in the third trimester of pregnancy for about 5 years.
The Owen Sound Attack have begun the search for a new bench staff. The club announced today that interim head coach Darren Rumble is leaving the club to pursue other opportunities closer to home. Additionally, the team will not be renewing the contract of assistant coach Sean Teakle. Rumble joined the Attack staff last summer as an assistant coach before taking over early this season as interim head coach. He guided the team to a 25-28, 5-3 record through 61 games behind the bench. Teakle spent the past two seasons with the Attack, having joined the team before the start of the 2022-23 season. The Battle of Perth County begins tonight with the Sutherland Cup on the line. Game one of the best-of-seven series between the Listowel Cyclones and the St. Mary's Lincolns goes at the Steve Kerr Memorial Complex, with puck drop at 7:30. You can catch that on AM 920 and CKNX.ca, starting with OHA this week at 7 p.m. And the Hanover Barons and Clarington Eagles have a pivotal Game 5 tonight in their tied Schmaltz Cup semifinal series. Puck drop at the P&H Center comes at 8 p.m. You can hear that game on Cool 94.5 or cool94.5.ca. With CKNX Sports, I'm Eric Thompson.
Weather for tonight, cloudy with a chance of showers, maybe even a thunderstorm, a low of 9. Tomorrow, some sun, but a chance of more showers, a high hitting 25. Tomorrow night, a chance of lingering showers, maybe thunderstorms as well, a low of 13. On Sunday, cloudy with showers, a high of 18.
CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news. Brought to you by Roberts Farm Equipment. Cub Cadet lawnmowers are in stock. If you need a tune-up, we service all makes and models. Visit Roberts Farm Equipment today.